time with the fall, we also get the return of the snowbird. Anyone that's been in Arizona at least one full year knows exactly what that means and what that looks like.
You know, again, I can't encourage these folks more to, if they're going to do some landscape projects, which they almost all do something, is to get in this time of year, October, November, and get that stuff done. Not only that, you get to enjoy it then. Don't wait till April when you're about ready to leave and your neighbors are going to enjoy it. Get it in now, and then you can enjoy it all winter while you're here, and then it'll also, have a better chance of surviving the summer if it's planted, this time of year.
And if you have multiple properties, you own a couple homes, you can list that. It's called the Snowbird Company, and locally it's ArizonaSnowbird.com. For $54 a year, you can list properties there if you've got something you'd like to rent out to a snowbird. Also, a snowbird can go there to find properties. There's a surprising amount along the river run, Lake Havasu up to Bullhead City, Parker, and in between. The highest elevation listed on that site I saw was in Sedona. They're not coming in for the high mountain climate. I guess you're not coming into Arizona in the wintertime to move to Flagstaff. You're looking for the non-snow region. No matter which state you went to on this website, it all claimed they love snowbirds. You go to TexasSnowbird.com. Texas loves snowbirds. You go to Arizona Snow. Arizona loves snowbirds. And there's a listing in Texas for oceanfront property in San Antonio.
Oh, really?
Interesting.
They moved San Antonio?
It's inland, 140 miles from Corpus Christi, so you may want to check the authenticity if you're doing a little research on the site. But it was
wasn't there a pretty famous song about that? Some oceanfront property in Arizona.
Yeah. Old George I think 87, I think. Yeah. Somebody tried to list. They even had pictures of the ocean view from their house and everything, and it was listed right there.
You have to have really good eyes. Man.
Zoom on that camera. Real estate website online form asks the safest neighborhoods in Phoenix and Tucson. As you would have guessed, Maryville and Wakefield were not listed. The website Active Adult Community Search 55places.com lists three communities in Arizona and the top 10 list countrywide for snowbirds. One is in Goodyear, Canna Maria. It's part of the Estrella Mountain.
Okay.
There's a senior developed there, Canta Mia. Oral Valley's Sun City, not Sun City that everyone knows northwest of Phoenix, but Oral Valley,
north of Tucson.
Has a community, Sun City, that made the list.
Yep.
And in Maricopa, they've got a community called Providence that got listed there.
Nice.
So Arizona had more than any other state. We ended up with three. California had two. Florida had two. There was two in Texas. But Arizona was the only one that had three different communities listed on that site. And then an interesting thing, if you went doing snowbird research and you type it into Google, one interesting I noticed, you type in a keyword and you see like the paid ads. There is a paid ad by the Hastings Center for Organ Donor Ethics.
Yeah, okay.
You think about that one for a second.
Yeah.
All right.
We are live today at Harper's Nursery. If you check our article in the Arizona Republic or receive our newsletter, there was some interesting points and tidbits to know as it relates to security, leaving your home for the summer, leaving your home from wherever you came from for the winter. We've got articles on our website to help dress those up, not letting the plumbing lines dry up, making sure that your home's at the right temperature. If you just shut your air off in Arizona and left it, the indoor heat could potentially fade. If you've got some valuable art and furniture or drapery, just leaving that to the natural heat could really fade and wear out the lifespan of those. So all at rosieonthehouse.com. We are live today at Harper's Nursery in Scottsdale on Hayden Road, just south of Thomas, and joined on air again by Mr. Chad Johnson of Bellegarde.
Hello.
I would be willing to bet that a lot of those communities that they're touting have used a lot of Bellegarde products in the infrastructure of those communities.
Yes. In fact, we have agreements with about 50 different home builders around the state, and oftentimes they're putting those right in the driveway as just a standard feature, a standard part of the actual home purchase. So We've done one of the benefits, obviously, to the home builders is they get to work with a national supplier, great brand name, high quality product, even have the good housekeeping stamp of approval. So,
right,
it's something that we're very proud of, and obviously we love to see the paver driveways going.
You know, I've noticed, and more and more of the developments in the architecture kind of going back to those craftsman style houses, those bungalow style houses like old Central Phoenix, any of your older communities. And you know, one thing that a lot of those had, the streets were some type of stone. You know, so your product just fits right into what I think you're going to see, a whole revolution of going back to these mid-century modern and before type architecture with, I wish I could build my house all over again and have a paver driveway.
Right. Yeah. Well, we obviously, we feel the same way. We anticipate that more and more you'll see neighborhood streets paved with concrete pavers versus, say, your standard asphalt. From a sustainability perspective, from an increase in the value of the home, I mean, if, like you just said, you wish you could build your house again, if it was sitting on a neighborhood street that was paved with pavers, colorful, decorative, sustainable, I mean, you certainly would probably enjoy your house a little bit more than with just your typical asphalt road.
It just, you know, and my whole neighborhood, APS is going through this problem of having underground lines fail all over the town. So I joke with our neighbors, our cul-de-sac looks like a runway at Sky Harbor. There's so much blue staking that's been done. Yeah. There's freaking lines everywhere. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
We're getting hand-delivered. This is a New York.
Oh, my gosh.
New York steak that just came out of the Bellegarde Chicago brick oven.
Smell that,
fire,
baby.
Applewood fire pizza oven that they got going on today that we had. Breakfast pizza. I'd never even heard of breakfast pizza. Had chorizo and eggs on
chorizo
top.
Chorizo with egg on top. Oh, my gosh. You think now, about sitting out on your Bellegarde patio in the morning with your pizza oven and cooking up a breakfast or a steak right there in that baby. Oh, my word.
And I think there's still plenty of pizza out there to
well, there's
to
people
get,
help. So. There, everybody that's walking by, I don't think there's too many people that have walked by that without grabbing something.
No, that thing works really well.
It's kind of like the mall when they pump that cookie. They're baking those cookies
even if
out
you weren't hungry, you get the whiff, and suddenly your mind tells your body, you know what?
Yeah, that steak's smelling pretty good also.
Well, I'm going to whack you off a piece here.
On the Bellegarde pavers, we're talking pavers, but let's move back to the house real quick. We had briefly got on a veneer product, a veneer-like product.
Right, the Enduramax, yes, which is basically a cladding that includes a really high R value. So it's a whole system.
If you've got a stucco home that's just like your neighbors to the left, to the right, across the street, and it's something that would distinguish...
Oh yes, certainly. Right. Yeah, and it'll you can put it just over the stucco. It'll attach to any kind of building that you have. You can remodel the house using it and increase the insulation value of the home.
And because it's a colored finished product, anywhere it goes over, you now eliminate the need to paint that surface.
Absolutely. Not only that, but from a wear and tear perspective. So. Oftentimes you see the veneer that's used, the manufactured veneer that's used, and if that chips, you can see kind of the concrete underneath it, whereas this is color through material, so any kind of abrasion to the product itself,
a tree that might break off in a storm and chip it.
No, thank you.
You don't want some of that?
No, it smells good, but I've got my on-air persona. I've got, you know, I don't want to chew on the radio,
Nobody would care.
Right.
You got to
get
down.
The mute buttons for.
How many of these you got?
That is
this is
and
awesome.
That's the way I like it. I like being able to see the red inside the meat, you know, nice and chewy and tender.
Yeah, Nathan's a great cook. He cooks pretty much anything in that in
6 minutes
Chicago
is what
oven.
That was?
How long
nice.
Does this take?
6 minutes.
6 minutes.
A perfect
New York
medium.
Strip, bone-in New York strip, and it is absolutely perfect.
But it's an R value. You eliminate
Don't take my word for it. Come get one.
There you go. We're down at, what's the physical address?
2529 North Hayden Road, corner of Virginia and Hayden. So two blocks south of Thomas from Cactus and the 101. So you folks in North Scottsdale, it's 13 minutes. 101 to Thomas, west on Thomas to Hayden, south a couple blocks, and we were there.
And this is kind of a detour, but what are all those saguaros along the 101? What's
going
on?
Well, they're widening the 101. They've removed, they're salvaging all the saguaros and all of the ironwoods. So all the really expensive, slow-growing stuff. And then they're tearing everything else out, and then they'll replant all those after the project is done. So they're widening the whole 101.
Okay.
So that's what that's about.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Rosie on the house Saturday mornings. We're almost done with the broadcast. We have one more segment left, but we're here at Harper's till 2 with the event, and Harper's is open today till 5.